Shalom Aleichem, Sfeidis friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the fourth shir on the sugya of Mayim Kinuvim Yimtoku. Lechem Storim Yinam. So we would like now to answer the kash of the Maharsha. The Maharsha asked on Tesvis in Meseches Nedorim and Daf Tzadi Aleph on Beis. Tosfos there says, we're talking again about this guy who's a noyef, and he goes into the house of this woman. Husband is at home. He saves him from eating the poison. And we want to know if, and you know, claims he didn't do anything. We want to know if we can believe him, because maybe he saved the husband because he wants her to be a surah. Because it's more exciting. Mayim Ganavim Yimtaku, Yimtaku, V'lechem Storim Yinam. So Kamash Malan, then no. Kamash Malan, we can believe him. And if he says that she's Mutaris, we can believe him that he was saving the guy's life, not because he wanted her to be Asura, because really nothing happened. Tosis writes, "Ma'am ganavim yimtaku, damrinan mishachar beis hamikdash nital tam biyav nitan lo ivrei aveira. Kamash malan de noyef eino yodei azeh. Venichalei de lemus bar kadei shesene b'farhesi." So we say in Sanhedrin that after the Churban, there's no more Tambia. It was taken away and given to the Ovrei Aveira. So Kamash Malan, and therefore he would want the husband to remain alive. So Kamash Malan, he doesn't know this. And he taka rad the husband die. So if he saved him, it must be because nothing happened. So we had asked, excuse me, who says he doesn't know? Maybe he does know. And we saw from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that he does know. That he has a cheshbon of Mayim Ganavim Yimtaku, and that's why, as it's out in the Gemara, that the Yule say that a woman's a Surah Labaila, a person who's Chashal Al Arayis wouldn't be believed to say that a woman is married to her husband. He would want, he has it sad that he'd want her to be Asura. So Kamash Malan, no, she's more available, she's a sinner. But you see that he does know. It's a pasuk, so not pshat. He doesn't know, and even without this raya, who says? Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, when we suffer, we should ask him. And the Maharsha notes that Tosfos says, "Mishachar b'samikdash nital tam biyav nitan lo ivrei aveira," because of Gemayim Ganuvim Yimtaku. This pasuk of Gemayim Ganuvim Yimtaku is not talking about after the Churban. Shlomo HaMelech already lived before the Churban. Shemar Bo le'beis HaMikdash. So what are you bringing in this pasuk? That mishachar beis hamikdash ma'am ginum yimtaku, that after the churban. It's talking about before the churban. It's lo adim lanu. Ve'lashav nira kach. Omer Rabbeinu me'ata rei osa shavi rehitev. Divrei ha'toisv shekosvu she'inin besugin imisha mishacharav. Toisv is saying that the end in our sugya here in Adarim is out Mishachorav Beis HaMikdosh. The Tambiyo was taken away and given to the Ovrei Aveira. Shevadai, כרעו בקרה אדמיים גנובים ימתקו, ולחם סתורם ינמו. רבדה, the Iker is in the Pasuk of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku V'lech Starv Yinam, and that's before the Chorban, like the Maharsha noted. So why is Tosis bringing in this inyan of Mishachar Beis HaMikdash? Tam Biyu is taken away from everybody and given to the Ovri HaVeilam. So what Tosis is coming to explain is that the nidon here is klapei ha'inyan ha'mevuer b'haikra shemikoichoi nital v'nitan lo'ivrei aveira. In other words, you see the inyan. You see what this pasuk is telling us. And mikoach, what the pasuk, mikoach, the lesson of the pasuk, because of the lesson of the pasuk, we can understand how the Aveir, the Tam Biyu, was taken away from everybody and given to the Ovrei Aveir. Because we said, what's pshat in Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku? V'lechem Starim Yin'am. So we said that the Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku was primarily telling us that a person likes to overcome a challenge. To steal the water. To steal second base is a challenge. That's why it's exciting, otherwise guy could just go to the field before the game and steal second base. Why does he dafka have to do it in front of everybody? And then the catcher might throw him out. But that's the fun. The fun is beating the enemy. It's beating the opposition, the challenge. But that's not what we're talking about. That's my genuvim yimtaku. But here we're talking about, we said, lechem starim yinam. What's lechem starim yinam? That's the dimyan of the yetzer hara. That if something is asa, you get more hanel from it. Magdil v'hano. So Tosis brings this lechem starim yinam to tell us that what's pshat, the mishachar v'beis hamikdash, all the hano, the great hano of bia was given to the Ovrei Aveira because of lechem starim yinam. Because what's forbidden, which you have to do in hiding because it's forbidden, is more pleasant. And that's the grosa hana of the oivrei avera when they're oisek bibia. Their hana is that it's asir. Because the yetzahara tells you this is asir, this must be awesome. Right, what do they say about food that's not good for you? It's sinful. And that's as far as sin goes in Western culture. It's sinful. To live with a woman before you're married, that's not sinful. Mishkan Zachar, not sinful. But to eat a rich chocolate cake with a lot of frosting on top, that's sinful. My rabbi said, when I get to Shemayim, I hope that my biggest sin is eating chocolate cake with frosting. I hope. Between me and you, it's not. In any event, that's what we're saying over here. That's why Tosis brings the pasuk. Tosis brings the pasuk. Avadu was set on before the korban, but the yisod of the pasuk is that you get more hana when something is aser, because the yitzhahara says this is aser. The yitzhahara makes it look so good for you, dresses it up. So memela, Tosis says, this guy, who came out of hiding, Havamina would be Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku, and he would want the Lechem Starim Yinam, and he would dafka want her to be Asur. And that's why he tells the husband, saves the husband's life. No, Kamashim on the Nat. He brings the Pasuk to tell us that the Tesis brings the Pasuk. Tells the Yisoda Davar why it is that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, the Ovrei Aveira, have so much Hana, because the Lechem Starim Yinam board. You know, the Pasuk is talking about it before the Chorban. That parallels that the Pasuk is also brought in the Sugya in Sanhedrin on 75. That I think Amara says that, why doesn't he just marry her? Why doesn't he just marry her? He's a hella Tina Balibo. He really went crazy over this girl. He's lovesick. So marry her. So what's the teretz? K'drav Yitzchak, dam Rav Yitzchak. Niyom shechar v'beis hamikdash nitl tam biyav nitl loy v'aveira. Shenamar, as it says in Proverbs. Some people are proverbs, some people are antiverbs and proverbs. Shenamar, shteit mishle, 9:17. Mayim genuvim yimtaku. Lechem starim yinam. So garnish is gehelfen, it's not going to help. If he marries her, it's not going to be the same. That's the sugya in Sanhedrin. As gam shama v'agmar v'alavayah, the mashal leitetze atina milibo, the lovesickness is not going to leave his heart if he marries her, because then it's going to be no fun anymore. It's not going to be mayim genuvim. You know what they say? They say that the best way to ruin a romance is to get married. Why is that? It's funny, right? And the answer is, that is because it's not mayim genuvim yimtaku v'lechem starim yinam. There's no mayim genuvim. The mayim genuvim is overcoming the challenge. So to get the girl is a challenge. That's like a big guy thing and also a big girl thing. You want to get that person. That's the challenge. And then lechem starim yinam, that it's, you're not married, so it's also. Ah. Mamish kishmak on both ends. There's the challenge and then there's the isser. And then you get married, it's not a challenge anymore. And it's not usser anymore. It's not fun. So that's why, that's the makor of the line that romance, you want to ruin. Marriage is the best way to ruin a romance. And that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying. That ultimately, he's not going to have the mayim, Alechem starim yinam. He's not going to have the bias asura. What makes it so attractive is that it's a bias asura. It's not a bias asura anymore if they get married. And again, there it's not because of overcoming the challenge. Because that's not the union of tina b'lev. The tina b'lev is of the bia. So that's where Yitzchak says, Mishachar beis hamikdash. All the Hanan, the Bia, comes to the Ovri Aveiru. They get most of the Hanan of Bia. Well, obviously, it's the Hanan Bia. That would explain the population of over 8 billion. But it's still not. But the greatest Hanan is given to the Ovri Aveiru. Because of Lechem Starim Yinam. That's why Rabbi Yitzchak quotes the Pasuk. So in other words, quoting the Pasuk over there in Maran Sanhedrin is the same fort as quoting the Pasuk in Tesis. It's giving us the foundation. Why is it that in the Nedarim you would want the husband to be considered married to this woman, Teretz? Because Lechem Starim Yinam, because if she's a Sura, it's much better for him. Why is it that hella Tina Balibo, what's going to solve his Tina, this lovesickness? And the answer is, if she's a Sura and he's with her. Because of Lechem Starim Yinam, if she becomes Mutera, it's not going to help. So that's Pshat and Tesis. Okay, so that's Gevaldik. This was the fourth stage in our journey. To fast and move a little faster. And Bezrat Hashem, Anachan Amshich B'Pam Aba'a. V'Neva'er Ma Shekatu HaTosfot. That this Noyev doesn't know. He doesn't know Mayim Ginurim Yimtaku. He doesn't know. You see in Sanhedrin that he does know in Chavav Amud Beis. And how is it so pashut to Tosfos? So that's what we'd like to discuss next time. And then we'd like to answer the Beis Shmuel's Kasha that we saw. We saw in the Girsas Harif that Taka in Sanhedrin 26b, that a guy would talk a lie in order to enjoy the Mayim Genuvim. So why do we say in our Sig in the Dharam that not? All right, so Rabbi Sai, please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. It was so gratifying. Havin Taras Hashem. What's what do you have? Mayim Genuvim Yotaku V'lechem Star Mina Bet, I guess. And you learn during Chazaras Hashatz. That's Mayim Genuvim. You steal a few minutes. You're really not supposed to be learning. It's really not permitted according to many poskim. But that's people like to do it. That's what a friend of mine used to say. Even the Eitz Zahara tells you to learn during Chazaras Hashatz. Learning on Tisha B'Av. Learning in Mekomos HaAsurim. So we should be zeche to get the proper hanaz of this world. All right. Thank you for listening. Ritz Hashem. Continue next time.